And now, ITAMU News, a production of the Texas A&M International University Office of Public Relations, Marketing and Information Services.
Hi, I'm Melissa Barrientos Whitfield, Communications Specialist. Some of TAMU's strongest partners in the creation of our campus, programs and scholarships will provide commencement remarks to fall 2010 candidates for graduation Saturday at 10 a.m., 2 and 6 p.m. at the university's Kinesiology Convocation Building. More than 530 students are candidates for undergraduate or graduate degrees. Dr. Ray Keck, TAMU president, said these and other partners have provided the university with crucial and historic support. Speaking at the 10 a.m. exercise for candidates for graduation from the A.R. Sanchez Junior School of Business is David Winfield Killam, manager of Killam Management, LC. Speaking at the 2 p.m. College of Education and College of Nursing and Health Sciences exercise is Renato Ramirez, president of International Bank of Commerce, Zapata. Providing commencement remarks at 6 p.m. for candidates for graduation from the College of Arts and Sciences is Shirley Sandlin Gonzalez, president of the Board of Directors of the Guadalupe and Lilia Martinez Foundation, established by her uncle and aunt in 2001. For additional information on TAMU's Fall 2010 commencement, including the program and names of candidates for graduation, please visit the university's dedicated commencement site at tamu.edu/commencement. TAMU ranked as the top state institution with a 62.28% of its total fiscal year 2010 eligible expenditures, more than $5 million a year, spent with historically underutilized businesses, according to the fiscal 2010 annual report for the statewide historically underutilized business program issued by the State Comptroller's Office. 9 fellow members of the Texas A&M University System were among the top 25 state agencies for purchasing goods and services from companies certified as HUB. The HUB program is part of the Texas Procurement and Support Services Division of the Texas Comptroller of Public Accounts. HUB programs are primarily oriented toward minority and women-owned businesses. Juan J. Castillo, the university's Vice President for Finance and Administration, that the university would continue to work to enhance HUB utilization and participation. He said, TAMU is completely committed to providing procurement opportunities for all businesses and to increasing access to HUBs. We've worked hard to achieve this participation level. Our primary goal is to create an environment that enhances HUB utilization and participation. We want to aggressively promote full and equal access to small, minority, and women-owned businesses seeking procurement and subcontracting opportunities here. A majority of TAMU students voted for their support for fee changes for the 2011-2012 year. Both proposed fees passed. The first, the Endowment Student Scholarship, replaces a $10 student deposit fee and funds scholarships for students. It will replace the fee with a $10 per semester endowment scholarship fee that funds scholarships for current students. The final voting for the fee showed 259 in favor, 71 against. The second, the Athletics Fee Academics Reallocation, increases the athletics fee by $10 per semester credit hour to make TAMU Athletics self-sustaining. This frees more than $1 million currently used to supplement the program, making these funds available for academic instruction. Final voting for the fee showed 224 in favor and 111 against. Both fees will begin fall 2011. Registration for the spring 2011 semester is underway at schedule.tamu.edu. Classes begin Tuesday, January 18th. The final late-day registration day is January 24th.
You've been listening to ITAMU News, a production of the Texas A&M International University Office of Public Relations, Marketing, and Information Services. For more information, email prmis@tamu.edu or click on www.tamu.edu. Thanks for listening.